So YOLO is like every frame, you have frame 1, frame 2, frame 3. Usually just denote them like this, right?
Yeah.
They go through YOLO. And then you have output 1. And here you have output 3, output 2, like this. And then each of them is completely separate. So there's no
information. You cannot sort of detect which person is which.
No, that's one problem. If you have this output, you cannot detect which person is which. But also, for example, if you're talking about violence, then frame 1 might be this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be violence, but it really depends. It could also still be a high five a couple of frames later. It could also be a punch a couple of frames later. So you basically need interaction between these frames. You need to take into account both that frame where he's doing this, and also the frame where they're doing this. Those are related to each other. And if you use the model separately on each of them, then you have a problem. So we try to basically combine a bunch of frames into one, say F1 to F10, then feed those into the model, and then you have the output that's basically combines information from all of these frames.
Yeah.
And then also after this, we also, so you have, for example, output 1 to 10, and you have the output that's applicable from frame 11 to 20, etc. And then there's another like running process that we call temporal information integration, which is quite important, to even find patterns that are more longer term than, because 10 frames is basically 0.3 seconds, yeah. So that's not that much information. You also want to integrate temporal information over the more longer term. So you can be talking even minutes in some cases. So there's like this built up of state information where the model can also interrelate something that happened maybe seconds ago and see, okay, wait, a couple of seconds ago this was happening, now this is happening, this might be a fight, right? Because even that could be really interesting in case if someone hands out or pushes someone a little bit and then nothing happens after that, you could be like, okay, maybe it's not a fight. But if then the other guy responds and hands out a punch, then you know it's a fight, right? And that information also needs to be interrelated.
Yeah.